Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing good.
You're in the land of aloha for a while, huh? It's so cool.
Yes. Yeah, it's, you know, it's maddening here. It's 88 and trade winds every day, so it doesn't change. But, you know, people aren't going to, we're not going to get sympathy, you know.
I never get sympathy about Hawaii either, ever. No, people don't. It's just funny. No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
So but it's good. We're working on the Pono Radio project, and a lot of response. So we're excited about that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, the second and the person what you having on the second half is we're having is tied in with giving
absolutely,
back.
Absolutely. Yeah. Aaron from the Kalima O Maui organization, and they help persons with disabilities kind of get into the mainstream and in terms of jobs and things like that. So that will be very cool.
Yes, that's
looking
awesome. That's fantastic. Cool.
Kind of keeping in line with giving back.
Yeah, so I'm over there in Hawaii, and then you're in California, and then I'm coming back to the East Coast for a little bit, and then you're in Hawaii. It's too funny. And I'll be back shortly. It's flip-flop. Yep, and I get to enjoy the leaves right now. All the color is changing. All the leaves are starting to change. And, you know, the squirrels are starting to load up for the winter. It's so cute to watch animals and see how they're prepared ahead of us sometimes, many times,
nice.
You know. Mother Nature, it's kind of cool. See how you're like, okay, they're getting ready. They're squirreling away. They're nuts, huh? But the first half of the show we're talking about, thinking of a career change to real estate. So this is basically for people that have never been in the industry, that are in any career or maybe no career or self-employed, and you've just thought back and forth, you know, wonder if I should ever get into real estate. Or maybe it's been something you thought you've always wanted to do and you're afraid to try it because of most of it's commission-based, et cetera. So we're just going to kind of go back and forth and go through some things. If you would actually are considering it and you're brand new, it's a pretty neat career to get into or a business to get into. I don't always like, you know, you can do other things with it as well. So that's basically what we're going to talk about today in the first half. And
very cool.
Anybody wants to call in for questions, the call-in number is 347-945-5428. And our website is realtyuniversal.com if you want more information. And, of course, a lot of our listeners listen on archive. I notice that a lot, that people love to download and listen to this whenever it's easy for them, which makes sense nowadays. Isn't this fun how are you at home now or are you in a coffee shop? We know we do this all the time.
I'm actually in my vehicle outside of Starbucks.
It gets loud in there, huh? Isn't it so cool
how
we can just do this?
We've tried that before, I know, and it gets a little loud. And by the way, I wanted to mention, I was in this networking group yesterday on Maui with a bunch of business folks, and I mentioned your name because this lady was from Oahu, and she had heard of you. Realty Universal. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And she's from, do business on Maui, too, but that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's such a small world, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just so small. I can't, and I'll be over there shortly. So, I wonder who it was.
I'd have to look at her card. I don't remember her name, but She lived on Oahu for like 20 years. And so, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can tell when you say somebody's name whether they're just saying it or they mean it. She goes, oh, no, yeah, I've heard of Natalie Mullinex, you know, Realty Universal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so funny.
Like, wow,
it's such a small world. We do a lot of Maui, though, too, and the other all the islands, really, but that's funny. Yeah, it's such a small world. It's like you don't know who, you know, there's so much. Nowadays, it's just getting smaller and smaller with all that we do. And with the Internet, and the Internet is one of the items that we'll be talking about today. I mean, with the Internet, getting into the real estate career is so much easier than what it would have been years and years ago, you know. So it's pretty cool. So say you're thinking about it, and I just want, we're going to and the some of the benefits in getting into real estate are the freedom to schedule, freedom to have your own schedule and also to schedule. It's not like you completely own your schedule because, of course, you want to work around your clients and customers and schedule and prospect, et cetera, but you get the freedom of booking it around your schedule. You have an unlimited earning potential. The sky's the limit. There's no ceiling, as when you work for somebody and you're an employee and you're making $30,000, $50,000, $100,000, whatever it is a year. And, of course, you can get raises and benefits, but there's no ceiling in real estate. So unless you're in a company where it's just so fantastic and you have stock options and everything else, you know, that it's like Google, Facebook, right? You know, but no, many companies are wonderful. And there's a lot of people that are listening to the call that, you know, have no desire to get into real estate, and that's not what this is for. This is literally just so a lot of people think about it or they're afraid to do things. And you and I, Randy, you know, we're so about stepping out and not being of fear. Fear is not from God. Stepping out and challenging life and going out. And we've both proven you can do it. You know, you don't have to. And so that's anybody listening, too. For, it's also for people that are just afraid and they say, no, I'm going to wait until, you know, wait until 20 years from now, or wait until I retire, or wait until the kids are grown. And, you know, anything can happen. We may not be here to wait when you decide to wait. So anything can happen tomorrow. So if it's something you're really thinking about doing, now you've got unlimited earning potential. There's many, many ways to approach real estate. So you're not stuck in a, you know, it's not like you're stuck in one square box. So it's not trying to fit even a circle into a square or whatever. You can actually design your business around your personality, around what you believe in. The only items that you have to keep consistent with, of course, are what your broker, you know, all the laws. You must stick with, you know, stay with the laws. You must have ethics. There are, you know, you must be very, very honest and have integrity and care about the people and look out for the clients and customers. But when it comes to how you create your business and your model, you're able to actually really put your individual and personality into that. So it's an industry that gives you that type of freedom as well. There's so many different aspects of real estate. You could get into commercial, residential, you know, timeshare. I've never gotten into timeshare. I know a lot of people that have been in it and then still are in it. There's property management. I mean, the list goes on and on in different aspects of what you can do in real estate. So it's really, and if you have small children, it's a great business to be in, to be able to go to their, you know, go to the school functions, be there after school, take them to school, rearrange your schedule. So it's really, and this is even, these things were all there years and years ago. I got in 1985. We didn't have the public internet then. We didn't even have voicemails then. Randy, we didn't even have like fax, people weren't using fax machines back then. Right?
Wow.
Yeah. And you could still do really, really well. We did a lot more schlepping back then than you have to do now. But things were done, and they worked beautifully, and they worked really well, and organized and consistent. See, and you could still have your freedom. You wouldn't have the same freedom that now. You could actually be anywhere in the world, and as long as you have the internet and the phone, still work your deals. That's, like, huge, I think, if you like freedom, you know. So there's a lot of benefits into getting into real estate. It's not just cut and dry, okay, I'm just going to list and sell houses. You know, there's many other aspects of real estate. So if you're thinking about getting into it, that's why we wanted to do the show today, because a lot of people right now, there's I didn't check the statistics. You see it in the news every day constantly, so I'm not checking the updates and on unemployment rates. A lot of people have lost their jobs. There's a lot of fear out there, people uncertainty on what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You have many people that have actually thought they were secure in a company and then lost their job after 20 years, 10 years. The retirement ages are getting higher and higher in companies. Many people love what they're doing, and if you love what you're doing and you're not, you know, it doesn't – but if you're thinking about it, it's definitely still a good industry to get into. It doesn't matter if there's foreclosures and short sales and things happening in the there's plenty of business. There's always plenty of business. It's important that you're going to design it if you want to get into it, again, around your personality, your lifestyle, and think about going for it. And it's definitely an interesting business. It's not for everyone. But there's no cookie-cutter way when somebody says, oh, you're not going to be cut out for real estate, or you can't do it, or don't even think about it. Just quietly say, well, thank you, you know, and block them out.
Yeah.
Don't listen to the naysayers at all. Not at all.
No.
You know, I'd be very, very... what do you call them?
You're not a jackass whisperer, so don't try and win over the haters.
Not at all.
That? I think I just did. I think I just said that.
Yeah, I think you just did. And that's the fun thing about nobody can censor us. Oh, no, I guess you could do it later. No.
That's right.
But I think we're allowed to say those words right now on radio. Not long ago, but no, it depends. Not live.
Yeah.
So that's really important, too, because a lot of people, when I first got in, I was 23 years old, and I remember my grandmother said, you'll never make it. And I not only made it, I went to the top in it. You know, I mean, it did extremely well. And so the thing is you don't want to listen to anybody. And don't ask. And the other thing is sometimes people ask everybody's opinion of all their friends and everyone else, and you don't necessarily need to do that. So say you are thinking about it and you want to do the research, then you can – what I would recommend is actually go in and – you might want to go online. You can take free personality assessment tests, and you can take career assessment tests. The colleges give them as well. You can buy books. There's so much information because you may want to look and say, you know, do I lean more towards, do I love people? It definitely is a people business. You know, it's important to be able to like to talk to people, deal with people. Now, if you don't like dealing with people so much, you could do an administrative position in real estate where maybe you cut a deal where you're actually getting pay plus a percentage of the deal and still get benefits. So, you know, for somebody who's really, really afraid to get in without a paycheck and says, I have to have a paycheck, my son was 6 years old and I was starving, literally going through divorce, not getting any child support. So, you know, there wasn't somebody handing me monies there. I do believe sometimes the hungrier you are, the better you do because you get it put into that do or die, like,
yeah,
I don't have a choice.
Absolutely.
I got to go do it, and I have to do it, and I have to make the calls, and I'm going to get it done, and I'm going to make a sale, and I'm going to make listings, and I'm not going to sit and go, okay, I made one, now I'm going to quit, I'm going to keep going and going. So I think if you are pushed against the wall, that is even that's a great time to get in, not to be negative and get pulled back from it. But if you're in a situation, you just say, no, you could tiptoe into it. You could start out as a personal assistant. You could get licensed and be a licensed personal assistant and cut a deal where, you know, typically real estate's commission-based, but you can work for companies and you may cut a deal where you're a licensed assistant getting a salary, bonuses, commission. You may go into property management. We don't have time to go over it on the show today, but I just want to put it out there that it's a phenomenal industry and really great for a lot of people are trying to figure out how can they work from home these days, how can they have more flexibility. Real estate's one of those industries that commercial's a little different in the way it's structured, but real estate's one of those industries that way, way back when, you know, I think the Baltimore Board of Realtors was started in 1850-some. It was the first one in the country. And, this real estate sales and trading's been going on for a long time, way before the Internet and way before other – and it was still – people had the flexibility to work from home, you know, and be at home a good part of the day, way before you start seeing – now it's more of a commonplace for people to work from home. So if you're in thinking of a career change, In the middle of it, I definitely recommend you can also go to realtyuniversal.com to see, find out more information. We actually have different programs you may be interested in getting into. You can coach or assess, but there's certain ways to do that. You need to be a Realty Universal member, so it's worth looking into. But
talk about that for a minute if you could. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I know we've got a little bit of a delay sometimes when I'm on a cell phone, so I didn't mean to interrupt. But talk about the coaching thing. I mean, that's interesting. So there are people who are interested can get involved in coaching, having, say, you or someone else coach them?
See, with our coaching, because I'm sure with our coaching, in order to coach, like if someone was going to coach with me specifically, they need to be a member of Realty Universal. So in order to be a real estate agent member, you have to have a license. And it doesn't matter what company they're with, because they're not coming under our brokerage. It's like $298 for basic membership, which you just get a ton of, I mean, it's phenomenal for what you get for $298 a year. That basic membership, there's so much that you get that I'm not going to go into it here, but if you're on as a member and you want to coach, we have different coaching programs, and you can coach directly with me, or you can coach with one of the other brokers. There's a lot out there. I've been in it forever, and I know, you know, how to you're going to win. We also have programs where people can sign up where they pay a certain amount based on the sales they've made, you know, so we really set people up to win.
Okay.
You know, there's different ways to do it. So to get more information on that, somebody can go to realtyuniversal.com and fill out the contact us form, and then we'll get you more information. But so yeah, in answer to your question, once you get it, you want to learn how to do it. And again, you don't sign up under our brokerage. I mean, we're in Maryland and Hawaii, but in all the other, you know, as far as the brokerages go, but Realty Universal, we have affiliates in all 50 states. So you wouldn't have to do that or commit to anything there. But when your question was to go ahead and coach with us, but when they're deciding, we don't actually do that part of it. We'd be happy, I mean, more than happy, anybody, if you want to mention you were on the show, listening to the show or listen to it later, you can go ahead and schedule a quick consult, and we'd be happy to do that for you, because I think it's important. We'd be happy to do that. But if you really are interested and want to start looking into it, take the personality assessment test, take a career test. You can go ahead and take a course, a real estate course, which is, depending on the state you're in, it could be anywhere from 60 to 90, 100 some hours to take the course. The average is around 60 hours. Many can be done online, or you can do a course and blend it online or in person. You also can actually call other brokerages and people and ask if you can shadow anybody, if you want to just see what they do in a day. But bear in mind, though, if you do that, I wouldn't take it verbatim, because everybody's personality is different, everybody's schedule is different. So, you'd be able to see some of what's done, but not everything, because if everyone's working virtually, it's done a little bit differently than in the old traditional way where people were in the office all day. But you may want to do some shadowing. It's definitely fantastic to check into. If you take the course and you check this out and you can look through it, you'll start to see. And some people, you can also decide whether you're going to go into a part-time, full-time. Full-time is better, because you're really digging in, and it's also pushing you to do or die and make it or not make it. Even when you have bills, there's ways to work this out. So don't think, it's impossible for me. It's not. I do recommend that once you get licensed, should check us out too, but when you get licensed, you want to have good training, and you can do that at the local boards. Also, it's a good idea to sign up for National Association of Realtors, the MLS, and the local boards, because they'll have all the up-to-date training. I really recommend the smaller mom-and-pop brokerages. I started out in 85 Coldwell Banker, and then went to Long & Foster, and then Remax, and then started my own in 1990. And I've always stayed in touch with, you know, people and all the brokerages. I just think some of the larger ones, they may have good in-house training, but then you're like one of many, many. What I find with the smaller mom-pop brokerages, you know what I mean? You're just kind of set up in this system. It works for some people, so I'm not saying to never do it at all, but I'm just saying from tons of experience and years of knowledge, and that's why we cater more to the mom-pop brokerages, because I really believe, and I know it firsthand, when you've now, I mean, people build businesses like Remax was built large. So I'm not talking in that capacity. I'm talking about when you are looking to go to a brokerage, you know, and you're looking at the franchising or whatever. The small mom-pop brokerages are going to be more, I think, more caring. You're going to get more attention. They're more committed to the industry, and because that's usually their whole livelihood. So I really believe in that, and they're usually really, really good, because when you've done many deals, you know it like the back of your hand, and I can put myself in that category now, but I don't. But I'm just saying, from selling thousands of homes over the years, you learn. I mean, getting out in the field is tremendous, you know. So that's what my recommendation is, but you know, have to get in there and definitely do training. You want to know what you're doing. You want to get into it, and then that's a whole training is a whole nother module. But we want to put that out there because, you know, because lots of people, I hope anybody listening that says I'm thinking of it, dig in. I mean, don't just say, no, I can't do it, and I have to wait till later. Won't have the money. Courses, the sign up for a course usually runs around $250 on the average. They, you know, you may find places that let you split that up in payments. You can also do it at the community colleges, et cetera. So there may be, if you're doing it at a community college, I don't know whether there's different types of FAFSA. I think you have to be, I'm not sure if people have to be on full-time or what that, how it works exactly now, because that's, my son's older, and I think, you know, with colleges, you just don't, you're doing that when they're younger too. But it's kind of interesting. Huh. So, yeah, it's definitely not... It's a definitely good career to get into. And again, there's many aspects of it.
Yeah, you said something earlier that I know probably a lot of people who aren't used to quote-unquote commission sales, that's probably their biggest hesitation, isn't it? It's like, wow, I got to go make that happen. Speak to that again for just a minute if you could. I mean, because that's what you did. You were in literally a do-or-die situation. And because of that, you went out and did, right? And there's sort of
No, I went out and did, and when I was first starting, I tried to work part-time at night to try to have some extra money, and in the beginning, because I had to, you know, we had to put food on the table, and then I worked really hard, and I did it, and I made it happen. You know, the company I was with, the first company I was with, I was doing great, and the manager was giving, somebody left and wanted to give me a few listings, and I had some of my others, and she gave them to somebody else because she wanted to give it to the agent who had already been seasoned there instead of me. So, you know, lots of times you're not getting, that's at a larger brokerage, lots of times you're not going to get what you could have gotten if you went to the smaller one. It was not right, and it definitely turned me off at that time. So, but when you're, there's so many ways to do this. So I'm a big believer in setting it up and figuring out how you can make it happen, but still you need to make sure your bills are covered. And really go full. So it's better if you have to take something else part time and do this full time. If there's a way to do it, rather than the other way. But what I was mentioning earlier as well is you could go in and talk to the brokerages and see if they need a personal assistant who's licensed. You can cut so many deals. Everything's up to negotiation. So say you need X amount of dollars a month, and you're able to say, hey, can you give me a salary plus bonuses, or could I do my own deals for commission and work out a bonus, or maybe give you 20 hours a week and the rest of the time is mine? You see, like, it's not, you don't know until you ask, right? There also could be situations where you could structure, I mean, it's all negotiating, you know. You could structure, I don't know, maybe some of the places may be able to give you a draw against commission. So say you need $3,000, $5,000 a month or whatever. Maybe they're willing to say, hey, we'll give you a draw against commission, and as you start earning commissions, you've got to pay this back. You don't know until you ask. And so it's definitely worth it. But nowadays, because of the flexibility, because of the Internet, say you do have a full-time job, or you can cut it, or you could go to your boss. Well, they're not going to let you. It depends on the type of job you have, you know. And see, maybe you get into the real estate and you're starting part-time, and possibly during your lunch hour, you're returning those phone calls, right? Because with technology, you can be picking up your emails and your voicemails on your break or your lunchtime and then hurry up and handle it, right? You can have the computer, you can look it up, you can look up the MLS. You can do these things so that you can still, which years ago we would have to be, no, I've got to get back. I've got to look in the files for the before MLS. I was blessed we just started all that when I was getting in, but they actually had boxes of what's listed. A lot of commercial brokers will have their listings in-house. So in the old days, somebody couldn't have done that. They would have to go call the person later and da-da-da-da. And, you know, now you can just get right on the computer, get right on the phone or do whatever you need to do. So it's much easier now, I think, than it was years ago. There is a lot more competition in that sense. But, well, I wouldn't say it's a lot more, but there's, you know, a lot of competition. But I think it's definitely, I would definitely recommend it. But, you know, this is for people that are saying, I'm thinking about it. We're not trying to say take everybody and say, hey, you'd be perfect for real estate, because that's not the case. But nobody's going to be able to tell you you'd be really good, you wouldn't be. But the one element that I can say that you need to get, and if you don't have it, get yourself some motivational books. I pray, I love God, I trust God. But get yourself some motivational books, motivational tapes, listen to them in the car. One thing, if you don't have it, that you're going to need if you're going to be in real estate is drive. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
You really need drive. Because if you're going to be in negotiating deals and you also are going to do the commission, but you need the drive to get those deals put together and done, because that one call not made or that one part not working through the deal drops the deal. You know, it can drop the deal. But you definitely need drive, you know. But then again, if somebody says, well, I don't want to do that part of it, but I'd like to get in there and learn, but I love administrative work, then go be a personal assistant for a while, licensed, because you're going to get more money. To take the course, it's so inexpensive and it's so flexible. I mean, you could do it over months. You don't have to do it all in one, you know, one. There's so many different flexible times. You can do it in 2 weeks, you could do it in 3 months, 6 months, it just depends, it's up to you, and you can mix in the schedule how you want to do it. So if you're going to go and you say, I'll just go be an assistant, be a licensed assistant, because as a licensed assistant, you're going to demand more money, you're also going to be around, you're going to get in, and you're going to be able to do things that you need a license for. Where could you go? Like, an attorney needs a law degree, right? You know how many years of school that is?
Yeah.
Where could you go that you can go in and get in for 60 hours, 60 to 100, depending on the state, you know, that you're in, and go and make several hundred thousand dollars a year if you really put your mind to it as you're going in, you know, easily. And then people can, the sky's the limit. I mean, there's people making $1 million a year. And then you may have somebody making 30 a year or whatever, but they're not making $7 to $10 an hour, I'll tell you that, you know. That's the thing. So, so it's something that if you're really, you know, but, and you want to get into it, because I think we're blessed these days to not have to just get into something for money. You know, you don't want to say, well, I'm only in it because the money's good. You know, you really want to get into something that you love. And so the call today was about that, because a lot of people do have the naysayers. A lot of people have the husband or the spouse or the relatives or friends who go, oh, forget it, don't even, I tried it, or it's not going to work, or how are you going to do that? Don't. If you really think you're interested, start checking it out. And that's the end of our first half of the show, Randy. It's already over.
Wow, that's good. So, that's good stuff. And I love it, and I know your philosophy of business, and I know that I absolutely why I think God has so blessed you, you know, in the business side of it, is that you are a people person, and you love people, and you care about people, and that just translates. And like you say, you get referrals galore. I don't know what the percentage is of your business is referrals, but I know it's a lot.
A lot. Yeah, you know, care is really important, exactly.
Trust you. Yeah.
Thank you. No, caring is really, I really do care, and I think, and that is a true point. That is, thank you, Randy, because that's really true. You know, you have to, when you really care, it just kind of spills out into everything you're doing with the people in the industry.
Yeah, and it takes care of it. Well, let's take a break, and on the other side, we're waiting for Erin Ramirez to join us. She's with the organization Kalima O'Malley, and she helps basically folks with disabilities get into the mainstream, so very cool. We'll be back on the other side.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States,
hey,
we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you after consulting with the experts. We set you up to win. We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
And welcome back, Realty Universal Radio, and on the air everywhere, of course. Randy Zachary, my name. I am sitting outside a Starbucks in Kahului. Mm-hmm. So, if there's a little bit of a, delay on the cell phone, that's what's going on. The second half here, I've been looking forward to it here as we talked about it here in the first half of the show. And Erin Ramirez is with us, and she's with Kalima O'Malley, and a very cool organization. I met her yesterday at a business networking group. We sat next to each other, and she shared a little bit of what she does. And Erin, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Welcome. Looking forward to hearing what you're doing. It sounds awesome.
So talk to us a little bit about the organization.
Okay, so we're Kalima O'Malley, and we've been around for a while, actually, since 1955. We've done a bunch of different things. First we had, like, gardening, a garden, and then we had a thrift shop. But now we're just three specific things, and our mission is enhancing lives through self-reliance. So basically what we do at our organization is just teaching adults with disabilities the skills they need to be self-sustaining. We provide various different things for them, everything from life skills, cooking classes, how to do laundry, social interaction. A lot of our clients in the Waiver Building, they go bowling, do paddling or have beach days. And then we also have another segment of our organization with vocational rehabilitation, where we provide job training and job preparation classes and employment placement to adults with disabilities. And then
fantastic.
We also have our own grounds and maintenance and custodial services, where we actually employ over 50 of our clients. We're actually the largest employer on Maui employing persons with disabilities. We work with over 200 clients, whether we're working with them on our grounds and maintenance, or they're in our waiver program, or we're placing them in outside employers. So, yeah, that's just kind of the gist of what we do, and, you know, we have a lot of fun while we're doing it. We have a lot of activities for our clients, and we have a good time.
Yeah, and, you know, I look on your flyer here. You've got an event coming up, second annual Kalima O'Maui Job Fair for Persons with Disabilities, and a lot of partnering businesses. That's very, very cool.
Yeah, so in honor of October, a lot of people kind of know October as, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but it's many different things kind of occur in October, and in honor of National Disability Employment Awareness, we're holding our second annual job fair. So we're actually really excited about it because the first year was kind of like our first starting off year. We had seven employers attending, 50 participants, job seekers. So, you know, right now we have 20 employers, so we more than doubled our numbers of employers attending. And we're hoping, you know, we're having a lot more media outlets. We reached out to, you know, Lahaina News, Maui Weekly, Maui Times. So we're hoping that it's going to be more publicized and we'll have, you know, double our job seekers that came last year.
Yeah, it's I see Walmart, Lowe's, Kmart, Hyatt Regency, Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa, Whole Foods. Now I have to read them all. the Minute Stops, Medical Center, Maui County Federal Credit Union, others as well. Again, these are folks now that they all participate and employ disabled folks. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
So they're looking
wow.
to find qualified individuals to hire, especially since the holiday season is coming up.
Yes, yes. So how are you guys funded? I mean, is this a county deal? Is it private or what?
We're a private nonprofit organization, and we're pretty unique because we're about 50% self-sustaining with our grounds and custodial, so that that money that we get from our contracts, we run our organization through. And then we also get different things like various federal grants. We have a grant where we're working with more of the less job-trained individuals, and so we're providing them with job preparation classes and, you know, a small group of, like, around 10, and we work with them, you know, what's an interview and, you know, how do you dress for an interview, communication styles, just the very basics of, you know, trying to go out and get a job. We got a grant to be able to do that. So, yeah, just with 50% of us being self-sustaining and then the other 50 through various grants and, you know, some state and federal funding.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Very, very cool. Now, how long have you been with them and kind of what's your journey to this job? I mean, why are you doing this?
Well, I initially started from Southern California and lived there all my life. Wanted to do something after I graduated from graduate school, wanted to, you know, kind of broaden my horizons. So I made a trip, volunteered with AmeriCorps, and actually made my way over to Molokai, which, you know, is a very interesting story to everybody, you know, here in Maui or Molokai, just because it's so different. Like, I'm from the city, and I made my way up to, like, one of the most rural islands in Hawaii.
Beautiful,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
I actually volunteered at the high school and, you know, had a really great time. They don't call it the Friendly Isle for nothing. Everybody kind of takes you in as, like, their adopted daughter and, you know, they're very friendly and personable. And I enjoyed my time there working with the high school students and, you know, did a year there volunteering and then also did a year at the college. They're UH Maui College, but they have a Molokai Extension Center. So,
yeah.
You know, got to work out with the high school and the college students. And so, you know, just working in prior working in private organizations, knowing that I wanted to make the switch to nonprofits and education because that is where my passion's at. So it was just kind of one of those things where it was a calling that I didn't even realize, you know, was going to be my calling. I just tried something new and enjoyed it. So once I made the move to Maui, that's when, you know, this job opened up for marketing, and I did study marketing and public relations in college, so it was just kind of like the perfect fit You know, the job opened up at the right time, and I'm very happy to be helping with this mission.
Yeah, and yeah, it does. It combines all of that, doesn't it? I mean, your passion, and then also, obviously, there's a marketing component. So just out of curiosity then, what's a kind of a day in the life for you? What's your typical, or is there a typical day? What are some things you find yourself doing during a given day with this organization?
I think what makes this job so interesting and fun is that it really is kind of different from a day-to-day basis. Since we are a nonprofit organization, a lot of us wear many different hats. So it's like you're not just doing marketing. Whenever someone else needs help or if an activity is going on, you're going to help out and, you know, pull your share in that way. So, I mean, just kind of typical day. It just depends on what we need help on. We did a lot of events in October. It's actually been one of our busiest months. October 18th, last Friday, we actually had a Halloween dance for clients of our organization. We invited other organizations. Arc of Maui actually attended. Prior to that, October 13th on that Sunday, the Hui Club actually did camping. They went camping at the beach, and then next day on Monday, we had a picnic. So, I mean, when we have events, we all help put on that event. And then, you know, in terms of marketing on a regular day-to-day basis, it depends. If I have a meeting with an outside employer, then, you know, I would be attending that meeting. I like to go to networking events to see what businesses are here on Maui and getting ideas from local businesses. So, I mean, from any given day, it could be different. You know, one day you could be working on posters and flyers and posting pictures on Facebook. So, yeah, I mean, my day-to-day activities, they vary depending on what needs to be done and, you know, what event we're trying to plan.
How do people find you? Can you spell out the website, the Kalima O'Malley?
O'Malley? So Kalima O'Malley is K-A-L-I-M-A, and then just the letter O, and then Maui, .org. And so, you know, it's all one word. And then we also have a Facebook page, so it's facebook.com/KalimaO'Malley. And then we also have a Twitter page, same thing, twitter.com/KalimaO'Malley.
Perfect.
So we're trying to get on various media networks so we can kind of get the word out there. You know, since we've been around since 1955, people kind of see us just as, you know, oh, you guys are grounds and maintenance only. We do various things, so we just kind of want to show the community that we do offer a lot of different services for adults with disabilities.
Yeah. And then now I have a question. Just kind of comes up as I think about again your interacting with folks and folks in this situation. Are many of them living like in a private residence, or is there a public facility for some of them? I'm curious about kind of some of their, I guess, their personal lives apart from job seeking, and how much you get involved with that.
Well, they all kind of vary. We don't really assist one-on-one with housing situations. Like, that's not exactly what we deal with, but, I mean, depending on the circumstances, sometimes we would step in. In terms of some of our clients, they're all varying.
Yeah.
Some of our clients live, you know, at home. We have actually a couple of clients that live on their own, and they get public assistance for their housing. And so, they're all kind of varying degrees of their living situation. Some of them are married, and so, you know, the married couple, they live by themselves as well. So, we have clients of varying different degrees and varying different housing situations. We were actually trying to build, since we have a lot of property in Wailuku with our waiver program, and are building a housing unit so adults with disabilities could actually kind of go as a community and get to live together. We're still in the process of that. We the federal funding has been kind of cut right now, so we're working on that. Hopefully our five-year plan is to eventually get that up and running and get the funding to build housing.
Yeah.
So they can kind of have everything in one area. You know, they live there, they have the employment services, they have the adult program.
Wow. Boy, there's so much. I love it when, you know, Natalie and I both just, this half
fantastic.
Of the show is about people making a difference, you know, and you certainly are. Big event coming up this Friday. It looks like, again, it's the job fair, second annual Kalima O'Malley job fair, and it's from 10 to 1. at the MEO Classrooms in Wailuku, correct?
Yes. Located right behind the Cameron Center.
Nice.
Fantastic.
So, now this is for, again, this is to connect people with disabilities with potential employers. Is that basically the kind of the focus and the purpose?
Yes, we're just trying to give a outlet so adults with disabilities can actually have their own pretty much job fair. So, you know, if they're looking for employment, all the employers are aware that, you know, these people have varying degrees of disabilities and they're open. It's essentially saying, you know, hey, we're open to hiring you guys. And so, you know, hopefully some people will be ready for employment, have their resumes ready, dressed professionally, and, you know, just kind of ready to know who they want to talk to and hopefully make that connection. And, you know, hopefully that's our end goal, is that some of the participants would actually get hired on with these employers.
Awesome. Erin Ramirez, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is great. We'll get you back on and, kind of keep everybody in touch with what's going on, because you're meeting an amazing need. And
I have a couple questions. So everybody can go to kalimaomaui.org, right, and then find out information about the events and sign up and call and contact you guys for and if businesses want to donate, sponsor, et cetera, I guess we can find all that on the website pretty much, right?
Yes. And then also I'd like to just give out my number in case anybody had any questions regarding the job fair. It's 808-281-5717. So
281
specific questions, 281-5717.
Oh, God, this is great. And can you spell your last name, Erin, just for listeners?
Yeah, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, Erin Ramirez.
I-R-E-Z. Wow, this is, my hat's off to you. This is fantastic.
Very, very cool. Thank you, Erin. We'll talk again
soon. Thank you, Natalie.
Aloha.
Thank you, Mandy.
Thanks for coming
aloha.
On.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow, powerful. Man,
fantastic.
I love it. Again, when people are making a difference in lives, you know, and doing what, you know, we talk about, which is loving everybody, and, you know, and she's making a difference. And it's interesting, the organization's been around since 1955. And,
amazing.
And she's, of course, now getting in, of course, in the social media and whatnot. So, Kalima, for those of you on Maui, KalimaOMaui, again, .org is the website. And if you can make the job fair, if you're an employer, and want to maybe be involved and connect with some folks, that would be the place to go for sure.
And it sounds
absolutely
like this is an ongoing. I mean, they're pretty well funded, being a nonprofit, and with the way they're doing things,
yeah.
It sounds like they've really got it very organized. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to mention it to some groups. Maybe we can bring that into Kaimana Discount too later. I think that would be good. You know, because get some help from other islands. So for this island, yeah, it's pretty cool. I'd love to talk to Erin some more about it. You know.
Yeah.
Think that would be,
very cool.
And very, very good. And so that's the job fair, and the website again is kalimaomaui.org, KalimaOMaui.org. And Erin Ramirez was our guest,
mm-hmm.
and her phone number again is 808-281-5717. And I guess you meant, which group was it, the BNI group you went to?
Oh, this,
that
was,
you were talking?
This was actually called, it was called Maui Brainstormers, Maui Business Brainstormers. And it's a very neat thing. You sit in this room, it's at the Maui County Business Office there in the Maui Mall, and it's where you go if you're going to start a business, register a business, you kind of do it all right there. And basically, once a month, they get together, and there were probably 15, 20 businesses represented, and you can sign up to stand up and basically share your business and what your biggest challenge is, and then everybody brainstorms solutions.
Oh, kind of like a mastermind group, huh? But everybody's in there just on their own.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's neat.
And there were very, very, very cool solutions that people found. I mean, it's amazing when you get 15 or 20, you know, brains percolating on solutions.
Where it was at the Maui? Which part of Maui? Which at the business site? Like down at the by the courthouse, or which? Where was it?
At the Maui Mall in Kahului. Yeah, the Maui Mall in Kahului.
Oh, gosh, that's great.
Yeah, it's actually in the amazing deal. And they're just so welcoming. I mean, I was cracking a couple jokes at the end of the meeting, and one of the leaders goes, "Hey, you're pretty funny. You want to MC our party next month?"
Wow.
What?
Good deal.
Yeah, I guess.
And you're perfect for that. That would be great. Huh?
always dragging the new guy into, you know.
You'd be great at that. That's perfect.
Yep.
That's
that was fun.
And that's
that was
a,
fun to...
yeah. I have to get over there in a couple months. And That was really good. I'm going to check into this though, because I'm always interested in where we can, you know, help. We can help with that with the other businesses, etc. So very interesting.
Absolutely. Yep. Very cool. Well, another great show. I mean, if you're interested in looking at real estate as a career, again, in the first half, Natalie kind of broke down all the advantages, and she's a living example of someone who started literally, you know, at the bottom, if you will, and literally built an empire. You should be on Shark Tank. You should be one of those, you know.
No, thanks. No. I tell you what. Boy, it's funny with that. Once you get out into the big media, how things change, huh? Very much. Keep a privacy. Like to keep some privacy there, no. But all that would be fun, huh? We'll get. This is very, very good. You'll have to get kind of discounts into all that, too. And tie it in because it's such so big for Hawaii and such a help. And I'm just so glad. I'm really happy to hear that the funding is still out there.
Yeah.
You know, that's. Yeah. I'm really glad that we're. That's getting to happen. So you want to take just a quick, because we're almost, can you take a one, like we'll take a quick break and come right back and just cap it off? Just asking you. Real quick.
Yeah, hang on. It's kind of difficult here to maneuver the board, but I can do it.
A common trait heroes often share is the courage to challenge society's misperceptions. Eric Weinmayer challenged naysayers when he attempted what was said to be impossible, climb Mount Everest, blind.
Well, you know, at first when you're blind and you think about Everest, you know, you think, well, maybe I'm just crazy. I want to think this through in a rational way. Maybe there are things that I won't be able to overcome.
When Eric Weinmayer first began to consider the possibility of climbing the world's tallest mountain, he knew he had to carefully consider any overwhelming obstacles.
I'd heard, for instance, like the snow conditions on Everest were such that they're so hard up high that you couldn't stop yourself if you fell. I mean, you couldn't arrest yourself. You couldn't throw yourself down on your ice axe and stop yourself. I'd heard that in the death zone above 26,000 feet, you can barely think. And I know as a blind person, I'm always thinking when I'm climbing. I'm thinking about the next step and about the person in front of me. And so I think so much that I thought, well, I can't think and I can't see. I mean, that's a huge, overwhelming combination.
Eric has spent his entire life working through.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win.
So this one. Alrighty, welcome back again, Realty Universal Radio on the air everywhere. We're worldwide, and we're in your backyard. We're on the East Coast. We're on Maui. That's the beautiful thing about internet radio. We're everywhere. And again, thank you to Ann Ramirez. Yeah, for being with us, Kalima O'Malley. And again, KalimaO'Malley.org, her website. Check out what they're doing. Again, helping people with disabilities find jobs. And you know, kudos to all of the employers, the participating employers here on Maui who are
absolutely
helping make a difference in lives. It's powerful.
Absolutely. Oh. And if you're interested in getting into real estate, check out realtyuniversal.com for more information. And don't put it off. You know, we don't know how – there's no sense in putting off your dreams. Go for your dreams. Keep going and going.
Yes.
And, so we'll talk soon. And then to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to realtyuniversal.com. Make it a great day.
Happened for the first time.